From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The Islamic State is claiming responsibility for Thursday's terrorist attack in Barcelona, Spain, where a driver sped a van along a crowded sidewalk, killing 13 people and injuring more than 100. Police in Catalonia say two people are in custody, one from Morocco and the other from the Spanish enclave of Melilla, which shares a border with Morocco on the northern coast of Africa. But the van driver is apparently still on the loose, and it's unclear exactly how the two in custody are connected with the attack. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence spoke about the attack on Thursday.
Whatever inspired today's terror attack, the United States stands ready to assist the people of Spain and find and punish those responsible. On this dark day, our prayers and the prayers of all the American people are with the victims, their families, and the good people of Spain.
Police are saying that Thursday's van attack is tied to a blast in a house in Catalonia the day before, killing one person. Authorities believe those in the house were building an explosive device that went off, leading to speculation that a larger terror plot may have been in the works. And also Thursday, a car ran down two policemen at a checkpoint in Barcelona, but it is unclear if there is any connection to the earlier attack. What is known is that witnesses say the driver in the attack deliberately drove into a pedestrian area that runs down the center of Las Ramblas, a street in Barcelona with shops and cafes popular with locals and tourists. This is VOA News. The top American general, Joe Dunford, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, says the Trump administration is, quote, very close to a long-term policy commitment to Afghanistan that will answer a call by Afghanistan's ground commander, General John Nicholson, for more international troops to end the stalemate between Afghan forces and the Taliban. A military spokesman in Afghanistan confirmed that a day before an American soldier was killed and other American and Afghan troops were injured during a military operation against Islamic State militants in eastern Afghanistan's Nangarhar province. President Trump heads to Camp David Friday to discuss a new strategy on the war in Afghanistan with his national security team. The 1 millionth South Sudanese refugee entered Uganda this week. The conflict in South Sudan has created the world's third largest refugee crisis after Syria and Afghanistan. Correspondent Jason Patinkin is on the border in northern Uganda.
One by one, they cross into Uganda. They are refugees from South Sudan, escaping a war that has pitted Dinka, Nuer, and Equatorian tribes against each other.
We ran here because one day, a week ago, the Dinka came and they killed five people. One of those killed is my brother's son.
Small way stations dot Uganda's border with South Sudan. New arrivals rest after the exhausting escape from the war. The next day, they are registered and head to a larger collection point an hour away. But here, they meet another challenge. Though Uganda says it grants refugee status unconditionally, authorities screen the new arrivals here. The goal is to make sure no Ugandan citizens register for free food intended for refugees, and to prevent South Sudanese from registering twice. Jason Patinkin for VOA News.
U.S. Senator Bob Corker has called for radical changes in the White House. He said President Trump, quote, has not yet been able to demonstrate the stability nor some of the competence that he needs to demonstrate in order for him to be successful. At a gathering in his home state of Tennessee, Corker said, we're at a point where there needs to be radical changes. He said Trump needs to help build bridges, not fan the flames of conflict. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting live from the VOA World News Headquarters in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.